This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
We are into day two of Radiothon, and yes, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. If you renew or join or donate, you go into the draw to win, this is the first prize, two premium economy return flights to LA and seven nights accommodation. And I'm actually going to throw something extra into that. I will make sure that at each end of your flight, you are met by the Virgin concierge, who will escort you through security and immigration rather than join the queue.
Whoa, Macca, that's a great gift.
First day of Radiothon. Tass and I are going to have a chat in a sec. Paul is just checking that his giblets are not still caught up in the fishnet stockings, which I think he's got on under his jeans. What do you reckon, Tass?
25 years, Macca.
I know.
Do you recall what you were doing 25 years ago?
I don't remember his name, but I remember what I was doing. 25 years ago, let me think. Hang on, I need to put that in terms of cars. Actually, I was around then. I was executive officer of People Living with HIV/AIDS Victoria, as well as doing some time as a motoring journalist. I just started.
Right, were you?
Yes.
25 years ago?
Yes. Because I was a journalist for 12 years. I've been in this current job for 12 years.
That means that I've known you for 25 years plus.
At least.
Jeez.
And you're still not used to me. So I don't know. What should we do now, Dylan? What do you reckon?
I think
play the opener. Play the opener. Yeah, we had a bit of a longer intro. Here we go.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
So good morning and welcome to Saturday Magazine. It is 11 minutes past 9, 6 degrees, heading for a top of 14. Macca and Tass, Paul on the buttons, Fiona on social media. Dylan's helped out while Paul slipped out of his
frock.
His frock.
I was enjoying wearing the fishnets this morning.
You were, but is that really the first time you've worn fishnets?
It is the first time I've worn fishnets. Oh. Not the first time I've been in a dress, though.
Do you wear them under or over your underpants?
Oh, I don't know, Tass. I thought I did the right thing. Yeah, I took everything off because you want to make sure you're in the part.
Yes, I've never understood what order these things get worn in.
But you can get everything caught up in the actual
cotton. Well, that's why I was actually asking. Mm. Yeah.
So you're a bit like a deep-sea tuna caught in the net.
could say that.
You'd probably have to wear underpants, nets, and then underpants again.
Yeah, probably.
Just to keep it all sort of tucked in and
tidy. It did get a little embarrassing because I did a quick photograph with Pete and I put my leg up on the desk to be able to take the photograph and then realised you have to flap your dress down to make sure your giblets don't pop out.
It was hello, all
for Radiothon.
That's right. So, if you'd like a picture of that, how about $50?
It's all about money today, isn't
it? It's all about money.
We can text out any photographs from our previous show on Saturday sessions in full drag. So, in all seriousness, if you want a picture, $50, we'll send it out.
Yeah. Now, here's a message from SJ. Oh. Handbag. Oh, look, there are handbooks.
Handbook, mate. Have you read the handbook?
Oh, there is a handbook.
Oh, here it is.
Hey, Sarah, look, there's a handbook. Look at that. Oh, my God. It's a Radiothon handbook. But, you know, we've been on air for 25 years. We're still going strong. We advocate, report on and support our community. Think about the HIV epidemic in the 90s, Tasty Nightclub Raid, the first Melbourne Pride March, Chill Out Festival, the first Pride Cup, campaigning for marriage equality and everything else. And that only happens because we're on air. We're only on air because of the support of our members in joining and the support of our members and supporters in donating. It takes money to run this station every day.
And, Macca, what's the theme this year?
25 years proud.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
What were you doing 25 years ago?
I think I was moving house. 25 years ago.
I remember your house before you renovated it.
It was pretty dumpy, wasn't it?
It was. It was. Many a party in that. Everyone used to congregate in your kitchen.
I know. Yeah. And that was like the shabbiest room of the lot.
Yeah, and you know.
It's always the case, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is.
All the best parties are in the kitchen, aren't they?
I haven't had a party for
they
years.
They are. Well, there's a reason then.
Yeah, I probably need
now,
to.
Now, I wanted to share a couple of highlights of Joy's history. Of course, 1994 was the Tasty Raid. Joy talked about it on air and helped provide a safe space for our community and to explore legal options. 1995, Joy does its first outside broadcast from Midsummer Carnival via a telephone line. In 1996, Joy broadcast for 3 weeks, 24 hours a day, from Commercial Road Paran for the Diversity Street Party. We changed our logo in 1996 to the blue and pink male and female interlinked symbols. Also, 1996 was the first time we broadcast online. 2001, we were off air for 5 months where our licence application was pending, and then we got our licence. 2004, Joy becomes the largest gay and lesbian member organisation in Australia. 2005, Joy broadcast for the first time from Sydney's Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. Tess.
Wow.
2007, we moved into 225 Bourke Street. Of course, we grew in size and in sound, and we needed some more space.
Jeez, Macca, that was 11 years ago.
I know. 2008, our shiny new studios began to be built, thanks to the support of members and a grant from the Community Broadcasting Association.
And a grant from the Victorian State Government, facilitated by Bronwyn Pike.
Yes, and that was from the Community Support Fund.
Was it?
Yes, that's where the money came from.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, if you gamble, it wasn't all bad. We got some of the money. 2009, we launched QNN, Community Network News, which goes to 160 stations around Australia. In 2010, we sadly lost Adam Stobbs. He was an amazing on-air presenter and person, and the Broadcasting Excellence Award is named after him.
And of course, Macca, in 2011, Joy launched its iPhone app,
which
means that you know, our listeners can listen to Joy anywhere in the world.
And 2012, we celebrated 10 years of continuous full-time broadcasting. I'm just trying to think what year it was, Tass, when myself and Neil Mitchell did the joint broadcast from the City Square on youth suicide, which won Community Broadcasting Award and Commercial Radio Award in the same year.
That was 2014 or 15.
No, I think it was a few years before that. Anyway, it's out in the cabinet out there. 2013... Joy delivers 24 hours of live video streaming and continuous broadcasting for World AIDS Day, and we won a Community Broadcasting Award for that as well. 2014, the longest and most complicated broadcast in Joy's history was from the 2014 AIDS six-day conference in Melbourne. 2016, Joy's podcast downloads reach 38,000. Now, interestingly, I think that was in a month. 2017, we passed 1 million total podcast downloads. 1 million. Our listenership's nearly 400,000 monthly. And actually, we're doing a little bit of digital at the moment. We're actually sharing SYN's, some of their digital space, as an extra channel there. And in 2018, we have 85,000 monthly podcasts and 60,000 weekly visits to Joy, 93,000 thereabouts weekly listeners, and 25 years. It's a long time. 300 volunteers, a small team of staff, one of only three LGBTI stations worldwide broadcasting 24 hours a day. One of only three.
I know, it's extraordinary, isn't it?
One of three. And it's here in Melbourne.
I know, it's great. I think it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
So, if you'd like to take some money off me, you need to donate. And you can renew or join online, but you can also call us on... Where's the number, Tess?
The number is 1300 569 949.
And I will match any donation up to a total of $1,500 during the show today. And when Melinda comes in, she is Melinda Rich. She is doing the same.
Go, sister.
And at 10 o'clock, one of our community DICOMs has asked me to announce that she is making a donation to Joy of more than $1,500. But we're not counting that in the matching because we want everyone else to dig deep.
How much did you say then, Micah?
$1,500.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
Up to $1,500.
Up to $1,500 in total.
Plus we've got the $2,000. Plus a...
Oh, you just said what it was. I didn't say what
it
was.
No. Oh. Oh, dear. God. Oh, Jesus. Dear. I gave that away, didn't
I? You gave it away.
Anyway, Macca, we've got a member. Here we go.
Okay. A membership has been received from Dennis in Hoppers Crossing. Thank you so much, Dennis. Thank you for joining, Joy. Every single member makes a difference, makes us stronger, and I hope you're enjoying. And remember, it's your radio station. Everyone who's listening, it's your radio station.
And Macca, everybody who joins up, whether it be online...
goes in for this fantastic prize.
That's exactly
the
right.
The first prize, which is two premium economy returns flights to LA with Virgin Australia and 7 nights accommodation. And as I said, I will organise with Virgin that those people that in and out of LA and in and out of Melbourne or Sydney or Brisbane, because you can fly there with Virgin, that you will be escorted to and from the plane by the Virgin concierge.
So, Macca, the prize for anyone who signs up or extends or renews their membership between the 1st of May and June the 30th goes into the draw to win.
Yes.
And the prize, just to repeat that, is a 7-day trip for two to LA. Win a premium economy trip.
For two.
For two.
And 7 nights accommodation.
There you go.
In LA. And I've been
courtesy
to LA
of Virgin Australia.
A Saturday magazine and a Joy 94.9 sponsor. So, Dennis, your membership that you just joined up for, you're going into the draw. So have a think about who you might take with you.
That's exactly
right. If you win. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
So, Macca, what a week.
What a week. I've had a pretty, pretty busy week. Really busy week. Work has been mad.
So has federal politics, Macca.
Oh, what about Pauline Hanson turning on the tears? God, what a stupid, stupid, stupid woman. And, he stabbed me in the back.
Tell us what you really think,
Macca. And this is because I'm so committed to this. I mean, God, if her brains were dynamite, she couldn't part her hair. Seriously.
What's she really committed to? Racism, homophobia? Discrimination.
You know, she started
bigotry.
Off with...
bigotry.
What's the figure? She started off... Of the 31 nation folk who've been elected, right, 30, 24 of them either sacked or resigned. It's not a very good average, is it?
No.
You know, who is she? The Australian cricket team. Like, really? Did you see it? Did you see her?
Oh, look.
No, I know you... You know, but...
I found it really entertaining, to be honest.
Yeah.
I thought it was great TV.
And, you know, the guy's like, well, no, we gave our word. And she didn't even tell him that she'd changed her mind on policy. Now, I know that's a big word for you, Pauline, policy. But she changed her mind and she didn't tell her senators that she'd changed her mind. They had to read it in the paper. Still, it wouldn't have taken her long to change her tiny mind, would it?
No. We are going to be talking about conversion therapy, Macca.
She needs a bit of conversion therapy.
Conversion to what?
Conversion from... politeness doesn't allow me to say from what to what. But she needs conversion therapy from an oxygen thief to something relevant.
So conversion therapy in this context, Macca, is about trying to convert people from being gay to straight. A number of faith-based organisations have been attempting this.
Can you actually convert someone from being straight to gay, or is that something that takes a couple of slaps?
Well, I don't know that you can convert anybody. People just are, aren't they?
Well, you need to be curious if you're...
Correct.
Yeah.
I'll be serious. There is a body of evidence that suggests that you can't do this. Mm. And in fact, there's a number of professional organisations have come out and said, this is not acceptable. One that I'm aware of is the Australian Psychologists Society,
yep,
who've come out slamming conversion therapy practices and said this is no longer appropriate. They actually have a position statement on it. And then many other organisations have come in and followed suit as well. Now, I thought that the Victorian government had actually placed a ban on conversion therapy, but I'm not sure what powers it has to do those.
And what's been happening is the Health Complaints Authority, that's what it's called, isn't it?
Well, the Minister for Health, Jill Hennessy, who we will be speaking with shortly...
In a few minutes, yeah.
She has engaged or commissioned the Health Complaints Commissioner to actually do a piece of work. So what we want to understand is what that piece of work is.
Mm.
I'm interested in understanding what powers exist to be able to stop people from doing this. Because it is very difficult... I mean, especially outside a organised context. For example, if you had a brother who was trying to convert you to being heterosexual, Macca, who can stop them?
They could give it a go. politicians, I think this is a good idea. Why don't we mainstream voodoo? It's got about as much factual basis as that, doesn't it?
Well, you might try to do that. But look, I just want to take another step further and say this has become a really complicated issue because not only are there a number of faith-based organisations who are really hell-bent on trying to, sanction this...
Mm.
But we've also got a conservative element of the Liberal Party who tried to make this policy.
But did you know there are left and right-wing religious fanatics in the Liberal Party? I didn't realise there are left-wing ones as what they would classify as. So progressive fundamentalists.
Right.
And conservative fundamentalists, and they're fighting for control of the party.
Yes.
Thing is... they've got the numbers between them. They just can't absolutely agree.
My understanding is that the right are actually probably about to take over control.
Well, Michael Kroger told us
we might
that.
Have to have Michael.
Michael Kroger told us that was not true.
Yes, he did say that.
He told us that was not true.
He did say that.
And if you want to hear what he said, go to the podcast. It's quite interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Damien, Nicholas, and Michael from South Bank has made a donation of $166, which I will match and Melinda Rich will match.
And I will keep a running record of these, Macca.
So that's $498 in total, isn't it?
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
That's pretty good. You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9. We have a $250 passionate membership from Jerry in Doncaster. Thank you, Jerry. I shall remember that always. And it means that I and Melinda actually match that donation. So that is $250 by three, Tass.
That's pretty good, Macca. Thank you, Jerry.
And we have another membership, Maxwell from
Hawthorne.
Hawthorne. Thank you, Maxwell. It all makes a difference. Every member makes a difference. We want to remain the largest LGBTI organisation in Australia, but we need to stay on air because we're 25 years proud.
Did you know that donations make up half of Radiothon's income and all donations of $2 or more are tax deductible?
And you know, we will make much better use of the money than any government. Now, TAS, what have we just got?
We've just received $1,000 from Adrian from Paran. Adrian, we love you. You have absolutely made Macca now. $1,416 Macca is what you have to deliver.
Well, you know what, Adrian? $1,000, that is really, really, really significant. I'm going to have to consider whether I go above my $1,500 limit.
You might.
So far we have $166, $250 and $1,000, and Tass let the cat out of the bag earlier.
Sorry about that.
So, Jude Munro, chair of the Victorian Pride Centre, has pledged $2,000.
But that's outside.
So we're about... Well,
we're 3.5K so far, almost.
Well, no.
3,416 to be exact.
Yeah, so we've got 416. You would have got to triple that.
Oh, excluding your donation, of course.
Yes.
So, Adrian, thank you very much.
Thank you. And what did Adrian say, Tess?
He didn't say anything. He just made a donation.
No, it says...
Oh, you're fabulous. Macca knows already, but good to remind him and Tess.
Wow. That's great.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.